Melinda Isley with some help from her friends. It's called Crazy on the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB, taking us to 545, 28 degrees. It is Tuesday, May 11th. Best 5 minutes of the day, our buddy Jason Kanz on the land, jasoncanz.com, author of multiple books, including the one he's working on, Letters to the Beloved, and you're nearing completion, is that right?
Yeah, you know, I keep going through and editing it over and over and over again. I'm working through some of the poetry in Revelation this morning, and that can be a bit challenging to see how it all fits together. So, but it's been a really fun project to kind of work my way through.
When you first wake up in the morning, like I did about 3:50 this morning, but didn't get out of bed till about 4:10. I mean, do you like lunge right? I mean, is that the thing that I can't wait to get up and get writing?
There is definitely some of that. This is one of my highlights of my day, is to get up and write. So, you know, I get up, make some coffee, let the dogs out, and I'm down lighting candles and writing. So I've been at it for about, I don't know, hour and 15 minutes already. So.
All right. Well, we have just a few minutes every morning, and I'm going to make a proposal, and you agree or disagree, and then we'll chew on this, and it might take more than one day. But it's just kind of my sense and observation in both myself and then just as I see the larger church, and obviously the church made up of individual believers collectively in the family of God, that the, if not the biggest problem we have, one of the biggest problems is pretending that we're better than we are. And I think back to, and I don't know if he took this to his grave with him, February 28th, Larry Crabb. We talk about him a lot here. But I remember him saying before a large gathering in Appleton in 94 that I'm a mess and so are you. And that was pretty striking because, I mean, who talks like that, especially Christian leaders? And yet, I love that level of honesty. And here's, I'll close then to get your comment. I just feel like that's the problem. I just feel like overwhelmingly in Christian media, in Christian... And I say this not out of, I love the church. I love God. I love Jesus. I love the Spirit. I love the church. But I want it to be better. And I think the problem is that recovery groups, people are honest. But in church, it feels like we're pretending that we're better than we are. And it leads to, I mean, that we're not dealing with, Crabb himself said, where there's pretense, there's no spiritual growth. So correct me or respond.
I'm not going to correct you. I agree with you completely. I had sent you a copy of a blog post that I wrote yesterday for Larger Story, which is the ministry that's carrying on Larry's work. And it was kind of my reflections on the book, Becoming a True Spiritual Community, which used to be known as The Safest Place on Earth. And it's my favorite book, I think, of Larry Crabb's. And, you know, one of the things he talks about in there is exactly that idea that we tend to have, you know, to use your word, pretense. You know, we come with masks on in spiritual community. How are we supposed to grow if we can't let trusted others, see the darker parts of ourselves? You know, and I think that for some reason, at least here in the West, I don't know about elsewhere in the world, we have this idea that we're supposed to come and have it all together and leave those darker or harder parts out.
And we don't get to know each other. I mean, I get to know you deeper when you say these are my weaknesses and my struggles, and I do it similarly. And the more we get to go to know each other, the deeper down in the ground, the more it's like, this and that. I'll just even share something from last night. I was really tired. I didn't sleep the best last night. And it was a long day. And then we had a choir concert. And I was just tired. And I got home and the ferrets had... I could see my clock. I still have a clock radio by my bed. Okay. And I hold on. And so the ferret, had, as Gizmo will occasionally do, he'll unplug it. And so he... And it was just frustrating because you got to get down underneath and it's sort of awkward where it's positioned. And I had not only complained about it, I mean, then I was just angry about it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so there's also, and it just, you know, might seem like, but there's all sorts of, I think I, yeah. So it's just, And then that's not all, because when it all got done, by the time my wife went to bed, that she's got something plugged into the same outlet, I had not been thoughtful enough to also see and plug in her cord. And I truly said I didn't know, but she's like, I don't have an outlet on my side. I plug it in over there, too. So I just, the point is that we see just the top of the iceberg for everybody. And everyone, yep, including the Pope, God bless him, we all are truly such a mess. And so I'm just tired of the pretending.
Yeah. So how, what does that look like to move forward?
And that's for tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel.
Wonderful.
All right. Thank you.
We'll talk to you then.
Love you.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Ah, it feels good to at least that's therapeutic for me to get it off my chest. So, thank you. All right. I'm a mess and so are you. And I think that's, let's just be honest and start there. All right. And, you know, I had the privilege to share a little bit back and forth between Larry Crabb and Laura Story back in the day. Because Laura had shared with me, I'd had a chance to interview, not recently, but I see where she and Martin just celebrated 17 years of marriage. So congratulations to them. If you know anything about their story, you know, wow, that's just quite a deal. He had a brain injury and the surgery didn't repair, etc. And, but Laura was like, this Larry Crabb book, Finding God, it's really helpful and able to share about it. And then I was able to play this song for Larry, and he hadn't heard it before, and he loved it. And if you know anything about him, you can understand why. Blessings. Some believe that as we walk through the doors of success, it's important to hold them open for others as we go. And that's exactly what Kraft and the Mayo Man, M-A-Y-O, Mayo Man, are doing with the 2021 Kraft Mayo Draft. This isn't the NFL draft. The so-called Mayo Man was made famous by utterly weirding people out during a 2019 minor league baseball game where he, I wouldn't do this, but he shamelessly ate from a 5-gallon bucket of mayonnaise mayo smeared tank top. Maybe something the Express want to think about. I don't know.
I guess.
He turned that moment of celebrity into lasting star power by joining forces with the company in hopes of finding its next brand ambassador.
Only in America can doing something that weird make you a celebrity.
Kraft has created a campaign that fully embraces the weirder side of mayonnaise by opening up the first annual Mayo Draft, becoming the next Mayo Man. I don't know. I would think women are invited, but with an official
In today's day and age, they better be.
It comes with an official Mayo endorsement contract and a $10,000 signing bonus, not to mention a jar of mayo with their face on it, a full-page ad, and a digital billboard in the winner's hometown. Just curious. I mean, do you guys like mayo? I like mayo.
Sure.
Where are my Miracle Whip people at?
Yeah, there you go.
And
there
this
go.
Is the thing. I grew up with the tangy zip of Miracle Whip.
Same.
Or salad dressing. But I have to say, because my dad always liked Hellman's mayonnaise. Sorry, Kraft.
Uh-huh.
But my dad always liked that. And as I've gotten older, I've discovered I also enjoy real mayonnaise.
In a pinch, I'll have delicious Hellman's or Kraft mayonnaise.
My wife's broccoli salad, it's great to have that mayo or whatever it is in there. And so, but what product do you love so much you could be the endorser of?
I know what Caleb's going to say. Go ahead, Caleb.
I was going to say probably Festival Foods donuts.
Interesting.
Yum. I was going to say cinnamon sugar in general, but that's tied for any veggie pizza.
Okay.
I love veggie pizza.
Yes.
Because
I'm going healthy.
Yeah, I justify. I probably am getting all 5 servings right now of my veggies.
Okay.
So,
I would be
you?
The Aldi's beef and burrito. No question about it. In the frozen food section, it's a great deal. For $2.75, you get 8 burritos. And there's just the right spice. You get the don't get me just the bean ones and the bean and cheese. No, the beef and the bean.
You don't have to settle for just the bean. You can have the beef and the bean.
I can have it for breakfast, lunch, even dinner with an egg as well. I mean, that's just the ideal.
Okay, now I want to get some.
Yeah, they're good.
I'm getting Festival Donuts and Aldi beef and green burritos.
And skipping work tomorrow.
Time for Tuesday Trivia, WWIB.
It's the WIB Wake Up Show. We would love to have you call in. We are going to start off on the studio line at 715-723-2555. Up for grabs this morning, we have the Micah Tyler CD, New Today. Another One Fest artist. In fact, we just played New Today a few minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
Micah Tyler CD and also 2 Micon Cinemas movie passes. More movies are starting to come out. They're doing some special things there at Micon in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. So we want to send you to the movies on the house. Our question this morning, Again, 715-723-2555. There are an estimated 2 billion, with a B, there are an estimated 2 billion of these in the United States, though finding one can sometimes be frustrating. An estimated 2 billion of these in the good old U.S. of A, though finding one can sometimes be frustrating.
Is it a husband?
No, but
okay. It could be.
I see where you're going with that.
I'm just saying, well, for me, okay, I'm not going to make this all about me and my experience. So, yeah, over 2 billion of these.
Over 2 billion of these in the U.S., though finding one can sometimes be frustrating.
It sounds like riddle me this, Batman. There are 2 billion of these in the United States, and sometimes finding one can be frustrating. What is the answer? This is the studio line, 723-2555. We want to get you on the air right now for at least for a few minutes, and then we may go to the text if we don't get an answer. 723-2555. Caleb, the question?
Again, the question. There are an estimated 2 billion of these in the United States, though still finding one can sometimes be frustrating. 2 Micon Cinemas movie passes and Micah Tyler CD new today could be yours. 715-723-2555. Give us a call here on the WIB Wake Up Show for Tuesday Trivia.
All right, we got a caller. Hi, what's your guess?
Parking space.
What
in the world? We got a ringer on the first one.
You did it.
Good job. What's your name?
Bill.
Bill, how in the world did you know that so fast, Bill?
I often have the same problem.
Well, there you
go.
Good
job.
2 billion parking spaces in the United States. And yeah, sometimes it can be tough to find one. Bill, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm from Chippewa.
Bill from Chippewa, then we are not far away, and there's plenty of parking here in front of our building.
He's circling a parking lot in Chippewa Falls right now, trying to find a space. Am I right, Bill?
Yeah, that's right.
Bill, come on in whenever you have to have a chance to the WWIB studios. We've got free parking in front of the building for you. We're going to hook you up with 2 Micons and this movie passes and this Micah Tyler CD, all right?
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
Who doesn't enjoy some time out on the water, right? Fishing opener was recently, and again, it's getting to be that time of year where we enjoy being out on one of Wisconsin's many, many lakes,
it's
more
heavenly
than Minnesota has.
Yeah. I love being on the water.
We love to mention that.
And I love the ocean. Again, a lot of folks around here, maybe you have canoes or kayaks are really popular, or maybe, you have that inboard or outboard motor with a speedboat motorboat. But if you live on the way, way, way other side of the fence, and considering how much money these people have, probably it's a really, really big fence, you don't just buy a speedboat. You buy a yacht. Uh-huh. And if you're Jeff Bezos, whose net worth increased by 40% last year, again, the guy who came up with Amazon.
Right.
You buy a super yacht. In fact, one of the biggest ones that has ever been built. It is 417 feet long and costs $500 million.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
No, that's not much because he made $75 billion just in 2020.
Chump change.
He could give those away for Halloween, basically.
How long is 417 feet? Have you seen a football field before?
I have.
100 yards, 300 feet.
What?
Wow.
So that's just think about the length of a football field and something that is 117 feet longer.
You
so,
can't exactly put on your pickup to take it to the boat landing.
What kind of trailer do you need?
And plus, you guys, all of us in Wisconsin, our turning radius is so much better than
his.
Can
you imagine trying to back up a yacht?
Wow. I can't.
And put it into the water at the launch.
Wow. I wonder if he got it delivered by Amazon Prime.
With a little smiley face on the side.
That's right.
Here's the thing. This new super yacht from billionaire Jeff Bezos is so huge, it needs its own support yacht with a helipad for a helicopter. It needs a support yacht just to make sure it can keep going.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
On the other side, a very modest fellow, Tom Brady, who's only worth $200 million,
is down
buying
in Tampa.
A $6 million yacht. Instead of $500 million, he's buying just a $6 million
he's
yacht.
He's upgrading, yes.
Check out his GoFundMe page.
Which folks are saying it'll be perfect for summer holidays with the family, is what breathless reporters say about Tom Brady's yacht.
Yeah, it can sleep up to 9 guests and additional crew. And he's like, it's not Bezos's, but it'll do.
Yeah, it'll
work. Wow.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to my mansion on the other side, I think so.
And I'm figuring out how to get a gas can down our steps to our little motor. We'll figure it out.
All right, so we have been chatting this morning about if you could be the pitch person, pitch man or pitch woman for a specific product, what would it be? And Halvo's enduring love for beef and bean burritos from Aldi has
been well known.
She's become my enduring love as well.
And so his wonderful wife, Peggy, literally came into the studio with, what is that, an 8-pack?
Yeah, it's an 8-pack of the Casa Mamita beef and bean burritos from Aldi. She knows.
He just wants to hold them close to his heart and his mouth right now.
She is thoughtful. Great. Peggy is here in studio.
The cashier asked me, do you like those?
And your answer?
I said, well, my husband loves them.
Yes.
And he eats them every day, and he has for years. And she's like, oh.
I can even tell you, like, you don't get as good a taste. They need to go from the freezer to the refrigerator for about a day.
Okay.
And then you put them in the microwave for a little over 30 seconds.
So there is a curing process.
Yeah, there is, right.
Before the microwave.
You could eat them today, but they need some time to thaw a bit.
So maybe that's the missing step that the cashier is.
It's a great deal.
I prefer them with salsa and cheese on top. So.
Yeah.
Ooh.
See, I remember in a la Halvo, in my single days, one of my favorite meals to prepare was I would get the beef and bean burritos from Aldi, and I would make one, and I would put some bagged salad next to it, and I would slather ranch over the whole thing, and that's what I would eat for a quick meal when I got home from work. So.
See, I'm a simple man. I can be happy.
That's what I told her.
I can be happy with just the straight up bagel. My son, too, he wants some cheese on there. Yours sounds, that sounds like work to me. So, I mean, this is, you get this with, I make my egg, though, with it. 30 seconds in the microwave. Better watch it so it doesn't explode on you. And then the mocha. You got the hot chocolate and the coffee. And it's a great kickoff breakfast. And that gives me the fuel I need to be here early.
Wow. So,
but she is here, Peggy Halverson. We've been telling about your chicken tender love from Quick Trip.
I am embarrassed. It's almost an obsession, my family.
Don't be embarrassed. They are delicious.
They are plump, juicy, and delicious. And again, Quick Trip, not a sponsor.
I know, yet. But they should
be. Come on, Quick Trip.
This is a public service talking about this, so go.
No, seriously, I have not ever had chicken tenders in a restaurant that are better than the Quick Trip chicken tenders. Uh-huh. And I literally eat them 2 to 3 times a week.
What makes them so good?
Yeah. No, they're
big.
They're very big. They're definitely a good bang for your buck. And the breading is crisp.
Yum.
And it's not like, even, I won't mention other people because I don't know who all the sponsors are, but other places don't have very good breading. And they're
Caleb's description of juicy and tender, I thought was
absolutely
really good.
Do you ever get them with the, people call them different things, but potato wedges or JoJo's, do you ever get them with that as well? Because we've tried those. When my kids have been like really struggling with hunger unexpectedly out on the road, Quick Trip with some potato wedges and chicken tenders has come through.
She tries to follow the keto, though.
I was just going to say paleo, Peggy.
No, I know. Except for that. So I do sometimes take the delicious crispy outer side off and just eat the juicy
and then
tender
I
chicken.
I eat the bread.
And I love chicken. Did you talk about my love of cheese curds?
No, go, girl.
I love that for you.
I love cheese curds, and I especially love the Milwaukee Burger cheese curds. But talking about Quick Trip, I have told my children twice now, please remind me that I do not like the Quick Trip cheese curds, because I think I do, and I buy them, and then I go, no, I don't actually like these at all.
So much for that attempt to get Quick Trip on the program.